Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
It's a true or false, business coach, poker can be a leadership training tool?
No, this isn't a way for me to write off my Vegas trips as a business expense, but playing poker can actually help a leader grow in at least three ways that directly translate to business improvement. So let's shuffle up and deal.
All right, what's card number one?
First, there is risk versus reward. A successful poker player needs to know when the texture of the cards on the board and the play of the opposition will lead to greater reward than what is being risked. In poker, it's called EV, or expected value. In business, it is critical for a leader to grow the business based on understanding when to take risks and at what level when to expect the high value.
All right, what is number two?
Understanding the odds. In hold'em poker, the best pocket cards you can have are a pair of aces. Even holding the best hand, you can still lose 18% of the time when you bet it all and you get called. No business decision is 100% slam dunk either. Like cards, it is still possible to lose with the best hand, but knowing the odds helps in making your decisions throughout your business.
And lastly?
Handling a loss.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. When you can have the winning hand with one more card to come and the opponent only has two cards in the deck that can beat you, and boom, one of those cards hit. It's unfair, it's gut-wrenching, and it's part of poker. It's also part of business. When we get a bad beat in business, we have to be able to handle the loss professionally, keep moving forward, not take a negative approach to our business, but remember that life is not 100%. We can still win.
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.